You're listening to WHLI 1100 AM. I'm Holly Levis, and we are back, our brand new show, Home on Long Island. My co-host, Sal Farrow, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvement. Sal, I got to say, I love the way you wear your headphones. They're like off to the side. I've never seen this before. Why is that?
Because I don't want to mess up my hair.
Very nice, very nice.
Once I leave here, I'm going to have this big, you know, headphone mark on the top of my head. And messes up the gel.
It's like hat hair, you know? Yeah. So today we've been talking about ways to make your home a little more cozy, a little more comfortable, especially this winter. It has been brutally cold, especially the past couple of weeks.
Oh, it's been a tough winter so far.
It's been really cold.
And I hear we're going to get more.
Yeah, no end in sight, that's for sure. Let's just recap the best ways, the most inexpensive way to get an overall picture of what your house really needs.
Well, I mean, like QB said, we outline four distinct areas that we can go in there and, you know, make a difference right away. Number one, get the checkup. Go to the doctor, get yourself checked out, have the home performance assessment of the house. When Hubie comes in or a home energy expert comes in, BPI certified, comes into the home, reviews your home, tells you exactly what's wrong and what needs to be done. And then you can make a decision of what to do and when to do. And the best part is it gives you the actual savings that you'll have in doing these kind of this remediation.
So there's really no cost involved because you pay a little bit to get the assessment, but you're saving so much on your energy costs that in the long run, it's just a great, great saving.
Yeah.
And Sal, you mentioned something again that deserves to be touched on. Make sure that the contractor is certified, BPI certified, because it's like going to a specialist, like a physician. You want to make sure you're getting the right information.
Exactly. They get the right training and is so much involved with sealing the home, insulating your home properly. You can over-insulate and cause more problems than you think you're saving.
So you really need an expert.
Yeah. The other item that we talked about was re-insulating the attic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making sure the top of your home is sealed properly with the right amount of insulation. In doing so, making sure ventilation is correct and that it's all been taken into consideration. The third area we talked about was air sealing. Air sealing in the attic, which would make the attic insulation even more effective.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth area was making sure that you had energy efficient windows and doors. You can do all this great work, sealing your home, putting attic insulation in, you know, having your furnace and everything, you know, updated.
Tuned up. Just that yearly tune-up is important.
And that's very important. But if your windows and doors are leaking and they're not good and they're not energy efficient, they're going to be another cause for problems.
Oil's going right out the window, baby. out the window.
It's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, well, it's true, right? It's like your money's going right outside. So if you need any more information on any of these topics, we invite you to go to allure.com. That's A-L-U-R-E.com or W-H-L-I.com. And plus, we've got you know, areas for you to ask questions, and we can go back and talk about more of these things. And you know, Sal, there's something else I just want you to touch on quick. What are the other ways that you can save money on energy? Just things that we often overlook, everyday living kinds of stuff.
You know, there's a lot of little things that you can do. You can do quickly, and they don't cost a lot of money, and you don't need a BPI-certified technician to come into your house to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned one of them. Each year, get your heating equipment and air conditioning equipment tuned up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. It's like a car. If your car isn't running on all eight cylinders and you've got something wrong, you're going to use more gas, the car's going to be inefficient, and it's going to tend to break down. Same thing with your heating and air conditioning equipment. So get your yearly tune-up. Make sure you get it serviced by a professional. Number two, change your light bulbs in your house. We've got regular light bulbs in your house. Change them to CFLs. Compact.
What does that mean?
I knew you were going to ask that.
I know. Me and letters, you know.
Compact fluorescent light bulbs. They use 25% of the energy of a standard light bulb. Big difference.
That's a huge difference.
If you change 10 light bulbs, you couldn't imagine the savings you make. And the light bulbs, they last forever. They're just great light bulbs. They give it a nice light. They last a long time. And they use 25% of the energy of an incandescent bulb.
That's really amazing. And the light is the same. It's just as good. It's just as
good light. It's good light. It's, you know, it's fluorescent light that you use all the time. It's just more energy efficient and healthier.
So you would ask for a CFI light bulb?
CFL. Not CFL. CSI. That's a, you know.
That's a TV show.
That's a whole TV show. Crime scene. No, this is a CFL's.
CFLs.
Compact fluorescent light bulbs. You get them at, you know, any of the hardware stores.
Great.
Another great area is, you know, using Energy Star appliances in your home.
Okay.
Now, that may cost a little bit of an investment,
yes,
but it's an investment that comes back very quickly. Refrigerators, dishwashers, washing machine, dryer, big energy users. Energy efficient products will have the Energy Star rating on it. And that's a great way to save money and, you know, actually, you know, say not only save money, but have more efficient appliances in the home.
And is it related to the amount of stars? Like, are higher star ratings better?
They'll have different ratings on it, okay? But Energy Star is just it's an overall rating that the government will put on these products that they meet or exceed these standards that have been created for energy, energy savings.
And most new products today have the optimum energy saving on them, don't you think?
Yes.
Like if you're going to buy a dishwasher or you need a new fridge.
There's no doubt. You'll see a huge difference between what you have today, what you had yesterday, and what you can buy today.
And again, pays for itself in time. And you get a tax credit, right? You can write stuff off.
Yep, certain things you can get a tax credit with. And you know what? I know Hubie spoke about the tax credit earlier. There's more information on our website about the tax credit.
Allure.com.
Allure.com, and you can go to certain government websites to see the same. Because that tax credit's out there to be used, and you know that stimulus money's there for a reason.
And don't forget, when you go to see your accountant in the coming weeks or months, you know, make sure you let him know or her know that you did buy a new appliance, because it's something that I know sometimes my accountant I love, but overlooks stuff like that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Another area is, you know, when you shave or brush your teeth. Shut the water off. We all sit in front of the mirror. We're brushing our teeth. We're shaving. The water's going. Boom. And the money's going out the window.
You're listening to 1100 AM WHLI and our brand new show every Saturday morning at 9, Home on Long Island. And we appreciate everybody calling in and emailing us this morning with so many great questions and stuff you want to know about with me, Holly Levis, and my co-host, Sal Farrow, is CEO and president of Allure Home Improvement. And Sal, you've really given us a lot of great tips and things to think about in terms of increasing your living space. And of course, we covered, you know, doing stuff within the walls you already have or adding onto your house. Sal, where does this fit in terms of resale value, for example? Everybody's concerned about, you know, putting their money in the right place with retirement and stuff like that. So just say if I spend thousands of dollars remodeling my house, am I going to get that money back? Is it an investment, really?
Well, let's put it this way. There's no better place. You said it well. People are very concerned about where they're putting their money, what's the best place to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Putting money in your home is a very safe place. And no doubt, we've seen a decrease in home values over the last couple of years that hit Long Island very hard. Hit Long Island specifically harder than other places in the country. Mm-hmm. And we've seen foreclosures and so on and so forth. But when you look at these improvements and you look at the resale recoup money, mm-hmm. it still far exceeds what you'd get, say, in the stock exchange.
That's right.
And there's no doubt home values on Long Island were a little inflated. I mean, it's safe to say that.
Well, I think that's an important point to bring up because they were astronomically inflated if you compare
nationally.
It to the other part of the country. That's right. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. So if you're kind of disappointed that your home value went down 20%, in actuality, it's kind of on paper. It's going to level out. And if you do a home improvement project, that's even going to help you more.
Yeah, the fact is a lot of that equity in homes was overinflated prices that the market, you know, dictated. The market mm-hmm. dictated these prices existed. They hit this peak a couple of years ago, and they started to come back to reality. They did go below reality, mm-hmm. and, you know, people were concerned. We don't have as much equity. They did lose certain paper dollar.
Sure.
What do you do with your money? You put your money in the stock market. You invest it in life insurance, whatever it may be. Those are choices you can make. But when it comes to your home, right now, the worst projects that we talked about are going to give you a resale improvement of 60% of what you spent.
Hmm.
So if you spent a certain amount of money, you're going to get at least 60% in return of that. Okay,
that's great.
In addition to, this is the quality of life we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're not improving this because we just want to improve our homes.
Right.
We're improving this because we want to improve the quality of our life.
Which is a big investment as well.
Yeah.
It's just not financial. It's in addition to financial. It's everything.
That's key. And the focus of our show is improving the quality of your life on Long Island, improving your home life. So you improve the quality of your life by staying in a home, improving it, adding living space, adding that kitchen extension, remodeling that basement, adding that sunroom, all the things that you've hoped and wanted in your home. And in time, you could still recoup more than half. At times, resale values increase to 70 and 80-something percent of what you've spent. And as the market changes, as the market dictates, you'll have even better resale values because they're a little lower now than they have been in the past. Mm-hmm. Remodeling Magazine every year puts out a cost versus value report. Mm. And that report is updated yearly, giving national averages, regional averages. We happen to be in the Middle Atlantic region, and they'll give you averages for projects. So, for instance, a basement project, the average, according to Remodeling Magazine, is in the $60,000 range.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Now, it tends to be a little lower on Long Island. Mm-hmm. Some of these averages they use are in areas that dictate higher or more, bigger homes and so on and so forth. Our average tends to be lower than that $60,000. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, you can go to this report online, Remodeling Magazine. You can see what these average price points are. So that's a great way to establish a budget.
It's pretty interesting.
And you could
see the breakdown.
You could also see that resale value that you can expect down the road.
Yeah.
So
that's great. And a lot of us, want to start doing all these projects. And, sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming. And oftentimes you don't get to see exactly what's going to happen. But we've got a great, great opportunity for you to do that this weekend. I am so psyched, Sal. I get to come to the Allure Design and Planning Show. And you guys do this periodically, right?
We do this every year. Matter of fact, we try to switch it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. We used to have the Allure Carnival. And the last couple of years, we've seen that people have been thinking more of that decision, do I move or do I improve? So we kind of converted our Allure Carnival, which we had typically in January, Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. Mm-hmm. We converted it into a design and planning show, focusing more on helping people, not selling people.
Right.
Helping people determine, helping them with their needs and their wants for their home and giving them kind of a blueprint or roadmap on where to go.
Okay.
But we're still using some of the same theme that we have at the carnival. We have entertainment for the kids.
Which is key, right?
Yeah,
very key. You want to have a little something to distract your children while you're trying to figure out. They're not like Jack Russell Terriers, okay?
No, definitely give the kids something to do. But, provide refreshments and food, some entertainment, and turn this into an opportunity for them to develop that blueprint roadmap. Saturday and Sunday, we'll have seminars all day.
That's great.
Seminars range from, energy remediation to, financial things that can help in determining how to afford these projects. And Monday will be Kids Day. That's the day where it's kind of bring the kids in, have some fun, and also learn about remodeling. And we're not there looking to sell anybody. We're there looking to support and kind of be a steward in our community. And our community happens to be Long Island, and what we do is remodeling.
That's great. That's great. I can't wait to come down because you're going to have samples of various things as well, right? I mean, you'll have...
We have the full showroom.
Yeah.
Everything there. We'll have exterior products, interior, full kitchen displays, full bathroom displays, product from faucets to tile. And I think the big part is not only do we have the products, we have the technology, the computer imaging to show people. We have the before
that
and afters.
That's great. That's great.
Oh, I can go on for hours.
So I can come in and give you the dimensions of my kitchen, for example, and tell you what my budget is, and you can sit down and do a computer imaging piece for me.
One of my designers could. I'll be coaching a baseball clinic for a little while.
Yeah, but that's really great to be able to, have that technology at our disposal now. And so we invite everybody to come out to the Allure Design and Planning Show. It's going on all weekend. It's happening right now, as a matter of fact. And Sal and I are going to jump over there shortly. It starts at 10 a.m. right till 5 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Martin Luther King Day. And Sal, I know you're going to be tied up for a little while today because you're doing a football clinic.
Baseball clinic, actually.
Oh, it is a baseball clinic?
Yeah, it's a baseball clinic.
Oh, I know. You're always so football-oriented. It is baseball. Ah, you're multi.
Yeah, multitasking.
Yes, that's great. And your son is in baseball?
Yeah, my son's in baseball. This weekend, we're going to do one of our baseball clinics. The difference between kids playing baseball up in this Northeast region and the kids down in Florida and Arizona, mm-hmm. they can't play 12 months a year.
Yeah,
and those colleges and those schools down there, they have... you get a lot of the talent in the major leagues today from down there. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do, and a lot of coaches on Long Island are trying to have these baseball clinics throughout the winter to keep these kids hitting, throwing baseballs, running bases, pitching, catching in the winter as well. And we happen to have one later on today. My son, I put together a travel team for my son, the Huntington Titans, and we're going to run a baseball clinic today.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm excited about it.
That's great. And then you'll be back at the Allure Design and Planning Show?
Yes, I will.
And what is the address of the show, if everybody wants to come on down?
That's 1999 Hempstead Turnpike in East Meadow.
Okay, great.
It's right between Wantagh Parkway and Meadowbrook Parkway on Hempstead Turnpike.
Okay, and they can go to allure.com for directions or any other information they need about the show?
Yes, they could.
Okay, great. And, you know, we really want your questions and suggestions for our next show and coming shows throughout the winter and spring. Home on Long Island. It's our second show. Sal, this is really fun, our second show today.
I know. I feel like we're veterans already.
Yeah, you know. I feel like I've known you forever.
I wonder what kind of following we have. Are we going to get any, you know, emails this week about, like, Sal said something wrong like I did last week, the DIY and the DIY.
Right. People, everybody lets you know, right? So go to WHLI.com, and you can click on Home on Long Island. You'll see Sal's gorgeous face and bio, and, you can ask us anything you want. The topics that are important to you are absolutely important to us. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Well, they could ask me about the Jets because tomorrow's a big game.
Yeah, right, exactly. We have to just do a little bit on the Jets. They're going to be on the West Coast tomorrow.
Yes, they are. They won a big game. They showed they belong. They showed they belong.
Bye, and, Cincinnati. Bye-bye.
That quarterback, Sanchez, grew up real quick.
Yeah.
And, Revis and the rest of the defense, I think they're going to be a tough team for San Diego. And I'm looking forward to an exciting game. And
that is great.
Hope our New York Jets come out on top.
Yeah, the divisional finals kick off at 4:40 Eastern Standard Time. So Sunday afternoon, nice day to wind down after the Allure Design and Planning Show.
You want to do it together? J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets? Come on, Holly.
Do I have to?
Yeah, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
J-E-T-S. All right, I could get this, Sal. I could get the rhythm down. So it's been great. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us. We sure do appreciate it. Home on Long Island. We'll be back with you next Saturday right here at 1100 a.m. WHLI starting at 9 in the morning. Right, Sal?
Yes, 9 in the morning.
Okay. I'm Holly Levis, my co-host Sal Farrell, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvements. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
We'll see you later at the show.
Home on Long Island.
Good morning. It's WHLI 1100 AM with me, Holly Levis, and Sal Farrow. He is president and CEO of Allure Home Improvements. You're listening to our brand new show, the last segment this week of Home on Long Island. And Sal, we've been talking about the absolutely wonderful world of windows today.
It's a big world, isn't it?
It really is. And something as small, although it can be a big project, as putting a new window in a particular room can make such a huge difference in your house.
Yeah, and there's a lot of decisions and a lot of choices and a lot of important things you got to consider. You know, it's one of those things where it makes a difference. You're going to have a wonderful, you know, bigger view, so on and so forth. But if you make the wrong choice and do it wrong, you're going to be more unhappy than you are happy.
Yeah, after going through the time and expense of redoing the window, that can certainly be a problem. And there's so many different options. It's almost overwhelming, isn't it?
It is. It is. And there's no possibility in this 1 hour show that we can cover everything. But I think we did a good job of talking about some real important things, the type of window, you know, form
materials.
And function type things, materials, styles of windows, applications.
So, Sal, what makes one window better than another?
I think a lot of it has to do where you're located. I mean, we talked about it earlier. Certain materials will do better in certain climates, North Carolina and New York, and kind of different.
Totally different.
Yeah, different things that we need. So a couple of things that we didn't talk about yet today that do make a difference.
Okay.
Glass, the type of glass, the construction type of the actual window, and the actual installation.
Okay.
You know, quickly, with glass, there are so many options and there are
really?
So many different things. But a couple of key things with glass, you've got double insulated glass, you got triple pane glass, okay? There's a difference between those two.
What's better? What's more energy efficient?
Triple pane will give you more energy efficiency. Double pane is far better than what you probably have currently in your home. Triple pane is going to cost a lot more money. So there's a balance there.
So if you have a tight budget, but you need to update your windows,
you're going to go with double pane.
But if you have a little more money to spend,
you might want to go to a triple pane.
More investment in your house.
You can take a double pane window with proper coatings and fill it with certain gases like an argon or a krypton gas, make it as efficient or more efficient than a triple pane.
Really?
There's coatings, a low E coating will give the window so much more efficiency because it'll treat the sun in a way where during the summer it'll, you know, bounce that sun's rays out, protect the inside, protect from the UV rays, and in the winter kind of allow that heat in.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, so different, you know, different glass options will determine how you know what window is better than the other.
Now, do those different options come already made on the glass, or is that something that you as a contractor can do as you're installing the window?
No, the windows are manufactured with those options.
With that, okay.
Okay. Construction of the window, you have mechanical frames or welded frame windows. You've got windows that are hollow interior or foam-filled.
And what does that mean, hollow interior?
Well, the window itself, if it's a vinyl window and it's just a vinyl frame, it's hollow.
Nothing inside.
Nothing inside. You know what? Still a good window. It's not going to be as energy efficient. If it were foam-filled, it would be much more energy efficient. As far as mechanical, that's a window that's just put together with screws and bolts and so on and so forth. Welded is a window that's exactly it. It's welded together. The vinyl is welded, fusion welded to make it as one piece. And I would strongly recommend you always go with a welded window.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And wherever possible, foam-filled window as well. And then the last thing that makes, you know, all the difference in a world, Holly, it's you can get the best window, you can get the best car, whatever it is, but it's who works on it.
That
who installs
so
the window.
That is so important. Because if you try to cut corners and you try to have your husband do it, who never does this kind of stuff, trust me, it's a disaster.
Sounds like you're talking from experience.
Yes.
You know, the window itself is it's one part of the equation. Choosing that right window, that's the equation of, you know, you go out there, do I want aluminum, wood, vinyl, so on and so forth. That decision's made. Now it's installation. And there's really not a lot of choices here. The window's got to be installed, you know, level and plumb, square in its opening so it operates properly. And it's imperative that the window is insulated in place around the jamb completely. It's imperative that the outside is sealed with some sort of a capping. We prefer to use a vinyl clad capping on the exterior so that it seals the frame outside. You silicone it so it's impervious to water, 100% watertight. And then the inside, when you install the trim, you put the you caulk it in place, you seal around the window, put the stop moldings in place, seal it again. You want to make sure that you invested in the window, that the installation itself doesn't take away from all that money you invested in the window.
And it's so true, because I know nowadays we all like to do the do-it-yourself projects, and we did just that over the summer. We wanted to save a little money, and we spent a lot of money on windows, some nice replacement windows. But, you know, my husband did the best job he could, but he's not a window guy. You know, he's in commercial construction. He does foundations. So to this day, Sal, the inside, we still have not painted the wood. We have not caulked it. I don't know if it's really plumb. It doesn't open that great. But here I am. I spent like $1,000 on the window.
Oh, boy.
And it doesn't work right.
Well, I would suggest
I'm
one
so
thing.
So mad.
I'd suggest one thing. At least caulk in the place right now so you definitely are air sealed and you don't lose any of that, that heat in the house right now.
Okay. And does it get what's the word? Does it warp if you don't actually?
If you don't paint it, the window can eventually, you know, it can swell and it can kind of warp and
with bad weather.
Over time, you know what? You're not sealing the window in the wood. Over time, you're going to have problems.
Okay, so never too late? It was like last summer?
Never too late.
Get in there, man. Get in there
never,
quick.
Never too late.
Or call Sal over to Lohr Home Improvements, definitely. So it definitely is a wonderful world of windows. So many great options. I hope that we gave you a lot of tips. And Sal, thank you so much for educating us because there are so many options. It's kind of mind-boggling if you're thinking about redoing your windows.
Yeah, like we said before, there are a tremendous amount of options. Get on the internet, do some research, go to WHLI.com, click on Home on Long Island, go to Allure.com. There's a great amount of information out there. We just kind of touched the tip of the iceberg today, and I hope everybody had fun listening to it.
Yeah, and thank you so much for all your calls and emails, and feel free to give us more ideas at 631-292-9108. Phones have been pretty jammed up today, so if you get the voicemail, you know, just leave your whole complete question, and if we didn't get to it this week, we'll definitely get to it next week, every Saturday morning right here at 9 a.m., home on Long Island. So, Saturday morning, weather's pretty nice out today. You've been so busy. You've been working, Sal, on your baseball clinic. Are you doing that again today?
No, actually not doing it today. I'm actually recovering because last week we had a great clinic. The kids did phenomenal. And I decided at the end of the clinic I was going to do my own 30-minute training session.
Oh, good.
So I'm still sore from hitting.
Weekend warrior.
But I got a great compliment. The 25-year-old batting coaches, these are minor league ball players, college ball players, they said, you know what, Sal, we got to tell you, for an old man, you hit the ball real good.
Don't you love those compliments, right? Backhanded
compliments.
I said,
thanks.
Well, that was good. And your son is in junior high?
Yeah, junior. No, he's in high school now.
High school. Okay, yeah. So it's a high school baseball clinic.
Yep.
High school. And Huntington?
Huntington Titans, our local travel team.
That's great. We love local. We love Long Island, absolutely. Home on Long Island. And, of course, you know where I'm going right after this. I'm going back to the pet store. A lot of people know that I have a brand-new pet retail store. It's called Petport, 114 Main Street in Northport. And we sell all kinds of great foods and holistic stuff, treats, toys, everything you need for your pets. So I know you and your wife are not thinking about getting a dog, Sal. But
no, but I'm
come
here.
Over and visit.
I am hearing great stuff about the store, by the way. Whoever I've sent in there has come back saying, you know what, Sal? Great place.
That's great. We really appreciate that. And, of course, we are waiting. Spotlight is on the Jets tomorrow, right? I know where you're going to be.
J-E-T-S.
And the
Jets.
The game last week was so incredible.
Great game.
It was really, really good.
Well, let's cross our fingers. Big Jet win tomorrow.
Yeah, Jets playing the Colts. It's the AFC Championship game. And what time is kickoff again?
3:00.
3:00. Okay, so that's where we'll all be. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week right here on 1100 AM WHLI, home on Long Island. It's been such a pleasure with Sal Farrow. He's president and CEO of Allure Home Improvements, and me, Holly Levis. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Home on Long Island.
Okay, guys, we're back at WHLI 1100, home on Long Island. It's our brand new talk show. Sal Farrow, CEO and president of Allure Home Improvement, and me, Holly Levis. It's great to be with you guys. Hey, Sal, we just got a really good email from Amy in Comac. She's getting ready to do a project. She's getting ready to, you know, find out what kind of siding. And she asks, like, how do people get ideas for siding? What do you do? How do you start?
I think the first place you start is you start driving around neighborhoods and you start looking at what your neighbors have and you see what you like. You know, what is it that you pass by and really does something for you, moves you? You look at the curb appeal and you say, that house,
That's what I want on mine.
You know, and I think that's the first place. We have a tool that we use that once you've gone past that, and I also urge people to do some research on the internet, looking at different, you can go through the internet and look at manufacturer websites like CertainTeed, vinyl siding, and Hardy Plank for a cement fiber. Mm-hmm. You can go to those websites and you could, or Mitten Vinyl Siding, and they will show you different types of sidings. They'll show you photographs of homes, so on and so forth. And at that point, you've got a feeling where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next step is, you know, we have a product we call design imaging. Okay. It's a computer imaging, you know, computer enabled imaging to show somebody what their house will look like with the final product.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really great.
We developed this many years ago. We knew that there was a void out there for, this is a very big investment. People are investing in their home. They're changing the complete look of their home. We felt it was important for them to know what that would look like. If you're going to do a kitchen, you know, you're going to see a layout. You're going to see a drawing of your kitchen. You're going to do an extension. You're going to see blueprints. We wanted to give people who were doing facelifts on the front of their home a look. What will my house look like before they spend a dime and put a nail in the house, they can see what the house looks like.
That is so important, Sal, because I have heard so many horror stories from friends, and it happened to me a little bit. But, you know, once you make that decision and you buy the material or you hire the contractor or you're committed to that change and you spend tens of thousands of dollars or whatever it's going to be, you are stuck, man. You are stuck.
Yeah, that's it. There's no changing.
Color.
It's not like, okay, repaint it another color. I don't like the color.
Yeah, especially with vinyl siding. I mean, I picked a color that I thought was really classy. It's the clay, CertainTeed, and it looks like shake. But I have a tiny house, and truthfully, it looks okay, but it's a little dark. I would have much rather have gone with maybe like the lighter maple color. Now, if I had that image,
This program would have definitely solved that.
Yeah.
You know, the way it works is we take a digital image of the home. You know, we've come to your home. We've priced out siding. We've given you, you've said, hey, I want to go along and do this.
Couple options.
This is the selection phase. Once we've signed a contract and we're doing business with you, before we start 1 ounce of work on your home, we're going to take a digital picture of your home. We're going to take that picture, run it through this proprietary program that we've developed, and we're going to now design your home on a computer, a big plasma screen TV in our showroom. You come in, you sit there. We're going to show you shakes, vinyl sided clapboard. We're going to show you hardy plank. We're going to show you different colors, so on and so forth.
Oh, that's incredible. That's just so incredible.
You know, we have the whole CertainTeed library in there. We've got all the products that we use, the roofing, the CertainTeed roofing in there, the Owens Corning products in there. We do it. You come into the showroom. And the reason why it's so effective is you're making decisions on your home with the exact picture of your home before the work is actually done, and it just avoids mistakes.
Sure. It's like a 10 or 20-year commitment. It's something that you're going to be looking at for a long time.
Yes.
So you better be sure about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Really good to know. Sal Farrow, Allure Home Improvements. He's president and CEO, and that's why, Sal, you always have all these great tips and ideas for us, and we really appreciate that.
Well, today we've got a nice energy tip.
Oh, yes. We're starting a brand new segment this week, right?
Yes, today's
Sal's energy tip.
What we figured was each week, let's bring, you know, we'll get the email question of the week and let's get an energy tip because our first show was about energy.
Yes.
And we got such great reviews on it, so we want to kind of carry that on.
Definitely.
Today's tip is about checking your fireplace damper.
Okay.
Make sure it's in good condition and closed when not in use. When you're not using your fireplace, air goes right up and you lose a ton of energy. Many people think that when they light a fire in a house and they're just, you know, that fire's roaring and it's nice and warm and so on and so forth, that this is great. We're helping save. They don't realize that the heat that they're getting is radiant heat.
Mm-hmm.
But the heat already being generated in the home is actually going up out the damper with the smoke from the fire. So you got to understand that, you know, the fireplace damper is a huge energy loser, and make sure it's closed when not in use. And when using that fire, if you could put a glass door or something on it to prevent from that interior heat and air from going up through the fireplace, it would definitely help save energy costs in the house.
Plus, if you're doing a nice fire, you know, after dinner and watching TV, having a glass of wine, and then you go to bed, there are timbers still burning, you can't close the flue. And this is what we always forget, even the next morning, to close the damn flue.
Yeah.
And you can just feel the cold air. It's like a chill through the whole house.
Yeah, that's why a lot of times when you put a fire, say you're in your den, you put a fire on, a lot of people go, wow, the room got colder. Because that fire will suck the warm air right out of the room.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's the way it works.
Sure, sure. So we want to know what things you're interested in for shows to come. The energy tip of the week. Give us a shout at 631-292-9108 or email us. Go to WHLI.com, home on Long Island. Click on that page and you can, you know, shoot an email right to Sal. Or go to allure.com and let us know what's on your mind. Because, you know, if it's something of concern to you, it's probably concern to all of us, right? We're all very similar in that way, don't you think, Sal?
Definitely.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a great tie into next week's topic with horror stories.
Oh, I'm gonna bet we get a lot of good ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If we could, if we can have everybody email us or call us in with some horror stories, things that they've happened, that they've had happen in their home, and dealing with a contractor or something that they've gone through or experienced.
Do it yourself project where your husband says, oh, I can do this, and then the siding's falling off the house.
yeah. Kind of like the siding with you with the wind blowing down, your husband have to nail it up.
Man.
So we want to hear the horror stories.
Yeah.
So next week what we'll do is we'll take these emails and these phone calls, and we'll read the horror story, talk about what it was, talk about what they can do, and how you can avoid it next time.
And how you can maybe fix it.
Yeah.
Is there a fix?
Well,
no quick fixes ever.
Most of the times there is.
Okay. Sal, it's been such a pleasure as always. Home on Long Island. It's our weekly talk show on WHLI, 1100 AM every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And thanks you guys for listening. We really do appreciate it. I'm Holly Levis, 631-292-9108. Still time to get some questions in. We couldn't get to them this week, but we'll definitely get to them next weekend. Right, Sal?
You got it. Have a great week, everyone.
Home on Long Island.